I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. The latest report on the state's revenue from its cap and trade system, the Climate Commitment Act, is in. Another $1 billion is expected to be earmarked for programs that reduce carbon pollution and help people adapt. Some advocates say there's one thing the state should do more to support. KNKX reporter Bellamy Palthor has the story.
Electric vehicles. That's what the group Clean and Prosperous Washington says should get a surge in state spending. EVs are too expensive for most people to buy. The charging infrastructure is slow in coming, and the state's cap and trade system seems to be just making things worse.
We know that people are complaining that the gas prices are hurting.
Paula Sardinas is the founder of the Washington Build Back Black Alliance and a longtime advocate for the Climate Commitment Act. She says it's time for a big increase in state incentives to bring EV prices down.
So that anyone that wants an electric vehicle, whether it is medium to heavy duty, whether it's this beautiful motor coach behind me, whether it's a drayage truck for those people that are working on your ports in Seattle and Tacoma, that you can get this vehicle.
The group has a six-point package it wants the state legislature to pass, including reducing or rescinding car tax fees and expanding sales tax exemptions. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.